Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And who is that giant man with a spatula? Yeah, it's Robert Irvine. He's back with us. Of course, you know him from Restaurant Impossible on the Food Network. He's got a brand new book out. Hey, Robert, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks, Randy. How's things?
Man, it's going great. And, you know, again, I just want to point out that you do so many great things for veterans with your foundation that gives back, veterans and first responders. Thank you again for everything you're doing there. And I don't know if everybody knows that you were 10 years with the Royal Navy, right? Starting at age 15?
Yep, that's correct.
How did you get in at 15? I mean, I know you had to lie about your age, but...
My mother walked me down the recruitment office because I was not a good school kid. Joined the Navy, and the rest is kind of history. I did 10 plus years, but I also did 3 years in reserve, so 13 altogether. And I'm still doing the same thing now, but only across the pond here in America. Just sure. Back from Edwards Air Force Base yesterday, and I will be in Hawaii tomorrow.
That's great.
At K Bay, so we do an awful lot, 150 days a year with the military, and making sure that the men and women that wear the glove of our nation know that we love them and their families. So it's a big
fantastic.
Deal to me.
Fantastic. We're talking to Robert Irvine here on the National Defense, and that's where you learn to cook too in the Navy, right?
Absolutely. How to learn to cook, how to lead, how to understand people, and I think that's what this book is all about.
Yeah, I was going to say there's a lot of
the military.
Yeah, a lot of parallels here in your book. It's a book I can tell that you've been thinking about for probably all your life. It's called Overcoming Impossible, and you talk about business lessons that have shaped your career and also learned from all the episodes of Restaurant Impossible. Does this apply to everybody? Can everybody get something from this book about leadership?
I think it applies to young entrepreneurs that are just starting, but also Fortune 500 company CEOs that have run companies and not necessarily run them correctly. You know, I talk about the four pillars of success in the book, and one of them, obviously, empathetic leadership, and that's a military thing, right? Understanding your squad, your men, your women, whoever's wearing the cloth of that nation and working in your team. Then I talk about authenticity, trust, egos, all the things that can ruin teams or build teams. So I think the book is open for great interpretation. It's very direct. There's a lot of great studies in there, blueprints of things not to do that I've done and failed at. So I think it's a good book for not only beginners, but also seasoned entrepreneurs.
Yeah, and Robert, when you talk about an empathetic leader, that doesn't necessarily mean soft, does it? That just means understanding who you're leading.
Yeah, I think, and again, I go back to the military, you know, from all walks of life, just like civilian world and companies, and you have to understand what each of those persons need to be able to take not only the equipment to do their job, but what makes them tick? Is it money? Is it time off? Is it family? Is it pats on the back? And I think the more you understand your teams and the people that work with you, the better result you have as a company. And I think that's the you know, if I have an employee that's the son has leukemia, why don't I know that? And why am I not helping that family out with that, right? And I think that I'm using that as an extreme, but It's part of knowing your people.
Yeah.
You have to know their lifestyle, what they're struggling with, and what you can help them with.
Yeah, absolutely. We're talking to Robert Irvine, celebrity chef. His new book, Overcoming Impossible, and the new episodes of Restaurant Impossible, airing Thursdays, 8 p.m. Eastern on the Food Network. And all right, I'm going to take a chance on you, Robert. My wife is going to make your corned beef hash recipe for St. Patty's Day.
I mean, she's going to love that.
It looks fantastic. It looks fantastic. It's so impressive to me to see how many products are out there with the Robert Irvine name. I was at Camping World the other day. You got cookware for camping. Is there anything you don't have?
No, we have food, we have nutrition, we have liquor, we have pots, pans, and everything to go with it. I'm a collector of great people that are smarter than me that help us. And knowing that when you buy a Robert Irvine product, that money goes into a foundation, the Robert Irvine Foundation, to help those men and women that wear the cloth of our nation and our first responders. So every time you buy something, a big portion of that goes to that foundation. So thank you for doing that.
That is so cool. Hey, Robert, when you're doing these episodes of Restaurant Impossible, you're teaching these people some great lessons. What kind of lessons do you learn from them? What kind of things have you learned through that show?
I think for me, the early shows, it was all about, floors and make the kind of tables and whatnot. Since we had a hiatus of the show for 3 years and we came back, it really turned into people. And that's what this book is about, right? Going back to people and understanding. When I was in the military, it was about an objective. It was getting things done. And only recently, and I mean recently, over the last 10 years, we really realized that the drones, the tanks, the planes, the ships really don't mean anything if the people that are controlling those things are happy. Mm. And I felt that going back into Restaurant Impossible, that I've changed because I listen more. Mm. And I think that's what it's taught me to do, is to listen more. Although my wife would disagree with that, but
right,
the
other thing, though, I think too, is that coming out of the pandemic and getting back to some kind of normalcy, people were so kind of re-energized and passionate about what they were doing, including the restaurant business. Did you sense that?
Well, yeah, because we spent pretty much 2 years under lock and key and living at home and Zooms and all those things. And all people wanted to do was get back to the real world. Well, when you get back to a restaurant that's been closed for 2 years, even though we did 66 episodes of Restaurant Impossible, during, we were the only TV show on the road.
Wow.
Fixing restaurants. People wanted to see change. If they walked into the same looking restaurant that had not painted something or redone something, what have you wasted 2 years doing? What was this all for? So I think COVID pushed an awful lot of things ahead. You know, technology, the Zooms, the paying, and all the things that changed for the better. The only thing now we're recovering from is lack of people.
Right.
You know, we don't have the skill set of busboys and servers and cooks in the restaurant because they've gone on to different jobs now. So I think that's another change that will continue to grow over the next couple of years. But I think we all learned an awful lot from COVID.
Yeah, absolutely. And this book, Overcoming Impossible, I got to get a copy of this for a young lady that I'm mentoring. Spent 22 years in the Navy and is transitioning out of the Navy back to, you know, some kind of a job that she wants to get. She's got an MBA. She's very qualified, but it's a tough transition. And to take those skills that you learned, and you did a remarkable job of this, taking the skills you learned in the service and converting them to, you know, some kind of a job that's right at your pay grade. I mean, I would think there's a lot of lessons in your book that would help people transitioning back for sure.
For sure. And it would also take those amazing things that the military gives you, which is leadership skills and people skills, and mission forward thinking into the civilian world. And I always say this to people that are transitioning. Look, you use the military, they use you. Everything they teach you is for a reason. And we have the best military in the world because we have non-commissioned officers in the middle that can make decisions.
Right.
And I think that's something the civilian world is going to benefit from. But I also feel that the military, you know, when it's your turn and your turn to be promoted, you get promoted. Unlike civilian world where everybody's clamoring to get to your position. And we're not used to that. Yeah. The transition is a hard period. I have a lot of friends going through it right now. So the book is, yes, is definitely going to help them through that transition period.
Well, Robert, listen, man, it's always great catching up with you. Overcoming Impossible is the book. And, of course, episodes of Restaurant Impossible airing Thursdays at 8 Eastern on the Food Network. Best of luck with everything. I'll let you get back to your push-ups. But thank you so much. Thank you so much for the time.
Appreciate you.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.